Hello and welcome to our podcast. You're listening to Bardi's Wanderlog, and we are your hosts, Anna and Inesh.
You're listening to our second episode where we chat with Aoife about our experience as a travel agent. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, welcome back everybody. Today on our episode we are talking to Aoife. This is our first guest on the podcast. Welcome.
Hi, it's a pleasure.
So Aoife is one of our newest additions to the team here in Patrick Street. So we're hoping to get some insight to your experience and your travel knowledge as well.
Yeah, I'll try my best to answer some questions.
No pressure. Yeah, before we dive in, do you want to talk about how you've found settling in here? How long have you been here? What's your story, you know?
Oh God, okay, yes. So, I've been here kind of coming up to kind of 6 months. I'm kind of one of the newer ones, you know, the new generation. You know, it's been really good. Like, everyone's been really lovely and welcoming, you know. I've learned a lot from the people downstairs who have so much knowledge. It's absolutely insane. Like, kind of came into the job with kind of a good background and knowledge by just traveling kind of like with my family and kind of solo traveling with some friends and stuff, you know. So yeah, it was a bit daunting, you know, first big girl job.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we're doing all right.
Absolutely,
you know? Yeah.
So but what drew you to this role, like, in specific? Why
travel agency?
Yeah.
It's actually mad. Like, I really, really kind of was interested in actually pursuing something and kind of doing it like a travel agency kind of job. Mm-hmm. But I actually wasn't too sure, how did you get into a job like this? Like, was it kind of like, you know, real estate? Do you have to do some sort of kind of PLC course or something, you know, to get into it? And by chance, you know, like, I finished my degree and, you know, I was kind of been working in kind of bars and restaurants since I've been down here, you know, 6 years ago. And I saw it and I applied for it and, you know, did the interviews with the guys and, you know, managed to get the job.
I think a lot of it's personality based though, right?
If you get on, yeah, like sales confidence. Is all about being able to kind of talk to people and understand customers and stuff, and I loved kind of doing that myself. Like, I'd always be the planner for people, you know, if I went on group holidays and stuff. Like, I loved, like,
just always that
stuff.
One person,
literally, like, isn't just diving down, like, you know, that's what I did when I went home from work, you know, in the pubs. I'd be like, okay, right, on to Aer Lingus, where are we going next? So the fact that I get to do that for a living is really cool.
So you've always been the planner on your holidays, but what we're going to talk about it now is that your friend surprised you with a trip.
Yeah.
And so it must have been daunting to you not being the planner.
Yeah. How does that feel?
Yeah. So for my birthday, my friends, my two best friends, decided to surprise me with a trip, you know, to a random location. So as in, they planned it all, didn't really know where I was going until I got to the airport, which is in Dublin as well. So it was like a long 3-hour drive. Trying to kind of like figure out, like, I was just told bring warm clothing, so I knew I wasn't going to the beach, so it was in that was kind of it. So when we arrived, I found out that I was going to Amsterdam for a nice weekend with the girls, which was really nice. So
So they told you at the airport, I assume, because you have to know where the
gate and stuff. They're not the best in cunning disguises, you know what I mean?
There was no blindfolds,
there was nothing of that, you know what I mean? I wouldn't trust them with that.
So, might look a little bit suspect.
Oh, 100%, especially going into Dublin Airport, you know, you want to be on your best behaviour.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it was good. It was nice. Like, we had such a nice weekend. They picked, like, a really nice hotel, which was in the centre, you know. We just had a nice kind of girly weekend, because the three of us hadn't been away in such a long time with COVID and stuff, so was our first kind of like proper trip outside of Ireland that we did together, which was really nice.
And so how long did you guys go for, like, what maybe not just this trip, but what do you think is the best length of time for a kind of weekend style holiday? What's, like, too short, what's too long, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, like, as in, like, a few people ask me that, like, when they come into the counter and stuff, kind of going, like, listen, like, do you think that's enough time in a destination, like, it, like, for city breaks and stuff? Like, I'd give it 4 days, like, good days, and just well-planned days as well. So, like, if you have a few destinations in mind, you're like, okay, listen, Rome's been on my bucket list, I've always wanted to go. Like, if when you come into the counter, if you know that and you know your dates, we can start talking about key destinations, places that you might be really looking forward to, and maximizing those 4 days. Then, you know, anything less, I feel like you get a sample of the city. It's not, you know, like, if you go for 2 nights or something like that, you know, you're kind of trying to focus on like making the most of those 2 days, you know, and it kind of flies by and you don't really get to, like, you're still kind of jet lagged nearly with the flights.
Yeah, you miss out on the actual relaxation part
of
the holiday.
Exactly, yeah. You're not really comfortable yet and you've always missed out on one thing. Whereas for 4 days, you well plan them. I think that's enough to kind of get introduced to any city and you kind of get the majority of it done. So then the next time you could do revisit it, it's more at a kind of relaxed pace and it's more kind of settled and you kind of know that you've done all the big things. So it's just, you know, a holiday, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So would you be a city break kind of person or what are you thinking?
I know people are kind of like, do you do kind of like sun or winter kind of things? Like, I don't know, I do like a good mixture, you know, like I did Iceland in January beforehand. Yes. I did Amsterdam then in November just before that. I'm looking for something warm.
Yes.
I'm thinking of something warm now, especially with the weather outside. I'm looking for something warm now. Yeah. But I kind of, you know, I have like a list and I kind of like of my key destinations that I definitely want to visit, especially like before I'm 30. And I'm just going to cross them off as much as I can, you know, especially being in this trade, like it's really, you know,
it's impossible not to grow the travel list.
Oh,
like obviously you know, travel is fun regardless and before you work here, but then you work here and you're like, oh, actually never heard of this place, you know. Oh, I want to go here.
And the fact that you're looking up holidays for loads of different people, they're like, oh, like I want to go to, you know, a safari, you're like, oh, never thought of safari. It's just growing and it's getting more expensive as I go and talk to different people. But like even the girls downstairs is in, like, you know, you'd say, oh, like I might be interested in going to say London, they would just be like, oh, you should go here, you should do this and you should go and look at this hotel, and you know, the amount of knowledge that's downstairs is actually incredible, you know. That's, like they help you like with your own personal things. So it wasn't like, you know, like my dream is New Orleans next year. Wow. It's something I'm doing 100%, and like with the knowledge of the girls, like they've really kind of helped me plan it out. And like, you know, it's been my dream to go there, but I'm doing a few different things to, you know, to make it an extensible holiday. Like, you know, to go to the States, you're not going to go for 4 days, you know. You might as well go for a bit and do a bit, you know, especially doing the visa and the flights and stuff. So like they're incredible downstairs, like
and that's what we want to kind of capture really through this, isn't it? Because obviously we have our own set of knowledge upstairs, but it's really on the floor with the customers that I think you get a huge amount of insight for people.
Yeah, and the feedback from customers as well, like when they come back to us then and say, listen, like had a fabulous time, especially like if they're kind of the ones that are like, oh, I wouldn't mind trying something a little bit more quirky or something, you know, like we end up doing kind of different hotels that like are not on our recommended list but are still quite like good reviews and everything like that, you know, trying to test the waters and expand that, you know, as well, and maybe doing a different region that we haven't really sold a whole lot of. When the customers come back then, you know, after their holiday and go, listen, had an absolute fab time, and they come back with that feedback, it really expands, you know, our knowledge then, you know, and that's, we can kind of, you know, help other people then who are kind of, you know, not too sure where exactly they want to go, but they know that this is the type of experience that they want from the holiday, you know. It's nice.
And would you get a lot of long haul kind of things, or is it more Europe based, or
in relation to kind of popularity, it's kind of more like people like when they do call up, they're kind of looking a bit more for convenience, so it's in kind of shorter flight times really. Now, as in saying that, in the last like month or two, the amount of American inquiries that I've gotten, bookings out of them as well, have been mental. Like Orlando has peaked, like, you know, to go into Universal Studios and go into Disney World or Disney World Orlando, they've been so popular now the last few days.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because these like themes or trends come up, because Dubai was crazy back in December, maybe just before December.
100%, and then you've got the Lapland then, obviously.
Oh, huge.
That's peaking up again. I think it's because like the ads on TV, like whatever is popping through, like, you know, the Disneyland, the 30-year kind of anniversary for Disneyland Paris has been coming up, the kind of grand finale, I think is what it's called. Like, that's popping up constantly. So I think it's getting into people's heads and they're kind of like, oh, we've done Disneyland Paris. Like, it's only, what, a 2.5 hour flight away. Let's go somewhere long haul. And they do kind of, you know, the American side, you know. But yeah, that's gone huge as well. So you get a bit of both, which is quite nice. So it's not very repetitive for us as well. But I'd say probably Europe. So I'd say probably the kind of Spanish region would be the most popular.
Do you get much from Mallorca? I just booked flights there. Give me some information.
They would be like very popular. Like the Canaries then would be very popular. Mainland Spain, a bit of Portugal, some Italy. Cruises have been huge as well.
Insane.
Actually,
insane. Absolutely massive.
Okay, so
any advice or, you know, whether people, you know, if they're thinking of coming in to have a chat with an agent?
Yeah, like what would you...
Because maybe that's daunting, actually.
That's the thing, like as in, like, people think that like it's appointment based, or people think, I need to know everything, you know what I mean? But like, as in, it's like, we're more than happy to help you with anything, like, as long as you know what dates you're available and kind of like rough enough location of where you want to go. So say like, listen, like, I've always wanted to go to Spain, like, what regions would you recommend, you know, for this time of the year? Like, I've only got X amount of dates available for you know, for work, because people have to pre-book these off, you know. If they know that they're available, say, from like the 12th to the 19th, they've got a week off in June, we can start from there. We can kind of go like, listen, like, these destinations are very popular, like, what are you looking for? Is it like sun, is it winter, you know? Are you looking for skiing, are you looking for cruising, what have you done before? Because we, like, with this talk, it gets people to be a bit more comfortable, and it kind of guides them into where they want to go. Even if they want to come in and have that initial talk of just narrowing it down where they might want to go, and what kind of, you know, what might interest them for their next holiday, because it is their money at the end of the day. We want to make sure that they're happy with that. So even if they wanted to come in, have a chat for 20 minutes, figure out where they want to go, they can go back off. They don't have to book anything straight
away.
There
isn't pressure to book straight away.
No pressure at all. They can go back and they can go into Google. Like, Google's everyone's best friend. Like, go back to Google, be like, okay, like, she mentioned, oh, this location. They can look it up, look at the reviews, look at the things to do, look at the kind of weather, you know. They can kind of like, oh, that looks beautiful, like, I definitely would be interested in going there, you know. And then we can revisit that city and look at accommodation. Like, it's never just come in, I have to book straight away, like, I'm tied down to this or this or that. Everything is adaptable, everything is amendable. You can come in as much or as little as you want and just have a conversation, or even phones, like, you know what I mean? Like, as long as we kind of know roughly what dates, roughly what location, or even if you kind of know, like, I want to go to Europe, somewhere in Europe, I want something with a short flight time, that we can, you know, there's things that we would like ping off the top of our heads as to what might suit you. It's just a conversation at the end of the day. So
that's it. I think that's the main thing to say, is that you shouldn't be, you know, feel pressure walking into the shop. You can come in, have a chat, and you guys will be able to figure out then. It's like matching personalities, isn't it?
You know? Like, do you know, like, as in, like, the thing with Bartis is, like, people come in time and time again and go, oh, listen, I always deal with Jana, I always deal with Katrina, because they're so comfortable with them, because they've had these talks for years, and some of them have expanded decades, like, of planning holidays and communicating and chatting, and, like, you know, it's nearly like a, like a, well, I'd say friendship, but that kind of relationship, kind of, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, you've been in each other's lives for years, and you've you've had these experiences, and that you kind of nearly shared them, because one person's planned them and one person's done them, you know?
And then they can come back, because we always love when people come back, because Linda sent us some things on recently, and customers come back and they send on their trip pictures, and it's just so lovely to see that as well. Obviously, it's great for other customers to see real content from our point of view in the marketing team, but it's just really nice to see that, because it's obviously been a really brilliant experience for them, and then they bring that, and they bring that excitement back with them, and and share it with us as well,
because it takes time to send the pictures and tell them that, you know, it's beautiful to see, like, the, it's like the dream come true.
It is. It's so cute.
You're like the fairy godmothers.
Exactly. Fact that people feel comfortable enough to do that, and to kind of, you know, that they want to need to go, listen, you did this trip for us, and this is how, this is the experience we had of it. Thank you. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, that's amazing. And like that's the feedback that you want, because you know that that holiday worked very well for that family or that couple or whatever, you know, and, you know, that's what you can recommend then to another client that comes in and is looking for something, an experience that's something similar, you know? And that's, that's great. That's kind of like the joys of doing it, apart from getting paid. But
that's always a good part. Gotta fund your own holidays, man.
Oh my God, especially with that list,
Exactly. Will we bring it back to the quickfire?
Yeah.
Questions?
No, I'm very aggressive at this part. We have some questions for you.
Okay.
You don't need to be nervous.
Okay, yeah, I'm shaking right now. Okay. Don't put me under pressure, guys.
So the first question is, what is the first thing that comes to mind when I say travel? And I just... It's in capital.
It's in capitals for that reason. Yeah.
To say it like this.
Well, the first thing is flights. Like, every time that we look at something, it's flights. It's, you know what I mean? It's always so flights. True. It's always the ability of flights, because flights are ridiculous right now. You know, so it's always flights, and it scares me.
Great.
It's like a panic reaction.
I know. Yeah, flights. I have to look at flights. Which destination is currently top of your own travel list?
Oh, New Orleans. 100%. Yeah. New Orleans. Yeah. Oh my god. The food, the music.
Yeah. I know.
The music, that's the big thing. Yeah.
That's the only place that I want to go in America.
Yeah. The food and stuff. Like, oh my god, it's just amazing. Do you know what I mean? Like, all the different. Yeah, 100%. Nice. New Orleans.
Great. And then name the top language you cannot speak but would love to know.
Oh god. Like I did French, like I did a little bit of French in college, but I still can't speak it. No. I wish. I'd love Spanish. I think Spanish is huge. I'd love to be fluent in Spanish. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many people that speak Spanish. I think that would be a really handy one.
It opens up so much in all of South America, well, not all of, but a lot of South America and Central America as well.
100%. Like, and like, there's a lot of people who did it in school and stuff like that, you know? So it was in, yeah, I think Spain is huge. And there's a huge Spanish market in Cork, you know? Yeah. Like, there's so many people that I've worked with in the bar and the hospitality industry that were from Spain that were coming over. Mm. You know, like, I'd love to have been able to communicate with them a bit better because I'm useless. Like, I only know the curse words.
So, that's the important stuff.
That's the important stuff for the hospitality industry anyway. But yeah, so I think probably Spanish more, like, I know it's supposed to be quick fire questions for the one. Spanish.
See, it's not just me.
Sorry. I'm very logical.
No, that's a great question. Yeah. Sweet. So we'll finish up there, I think. Thank you for being our first guest.
Yeah, no problem.
We survived. Yeah, so we'll let you get back to stressing over booking people's holidays.
Yeah, thanks. Flights.
Fantastic.